Our society is and has been experiencing a decline in moral and ethical conduct. All across the country, there seems to be a barrage of killings, police shooting criminals and criminals shooting police. The major problem, as I see it, is that the criminals are being portrayed as victims and the police as murderers. Now, there is no doubt that occasional abuses will arise, but when the police forces are vilified on a national scale, the society is in for continual upheaval. In addition, the court systems are continually vilified, and no matter the verdict, protests, riots, pillage, and plunder prevail, and the perpetrators are justified in their lawlessness. There are numerous examples of injustices revealed in the scriptures. Isaiah, addressing conduct or sin that separates man from his creator, describes a society that could well be leveled at our own, saying, "For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue muttereth wickedness. None sueth in righteousness, and none pleadeth in truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." Isaiah 59:1-2. "Also, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no justice in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein doth not know peace. Therefore is justice far from us, neither does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but behold darkness, for brightness, but we walk in obscurity." Isaiah 59:7-9. "And Jehovah is mindful of it all. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Transgressing and denying Jehovah, and turning away from following our God. Speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And justice is turned away backward, and righteousness standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and uprightness cannot enter. Yea, truth is lacking, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And Jehovah saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice." Isaiah 59:12-15. Our society says they want peace, but not willing to do what will bring it about. Solomon once said, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Proverbs 14:34. Religious groups of all sorts and sizes are kowtowing to the perverse and yielding to the threats of the ungodly. The fact that the doctrines of the religious are changeable is an indication that they are not the doctrines of God, but are indeed the whims of man. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the preacher saying, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." Ecclesiastes 8:11.